Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
The first 12 years I was in the life insurance business, I knocked on every door of every lead I purchased. That entailed a lot of driving around, knocking on doors of empty homes. After being told by everyone in the business to never call these people, I went against the odds and picked up the phone. This one event changed the entire business for me and hundreds of agents we've trained since. I now spend my time selling and helping people, not driving around. I've recorded many of my live appointment-setting calls to help you overcome the objections we get on the phone and to give you a system of success to launch you forward in your career. Enjoy.
Yes, could I speak to Gail Griffith, please?
Yeah, this is Gail Griffith.
Hi, Gail. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on
what?
I am calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
No.
This is
we're not interested. I'm sorry. Thank
you. This was a card mailed to me from you and Donald Griffith. Yes, can I speak to Lorton Rowland, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Mr. Rowland, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you and Inez requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government and Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me last week?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Mr. Rowland, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Inez concerning this.
Well, for one thing, she won't be here. And I don't understand.
Let me read the card back that you had mailed to me. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit, up to $25,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's the only reason I was calling, is I go through the pricing and the qualifications. It takes about, 20 or 30 minutes. But I don't like to just drop in on folks. That's why I was calling ahead to determine when I could visit with you and Mrs. Rowland concerning this.
I don't understand. What do you have to do? Investigation or what it was?
No, I have to go through and ask you some health questions, basically. The pricing of the program is determined by asking some health questions to determine.
I don't have much health questions.
Well, I understand. I'll bring the health questions along. I've got time in the morning at 9 or 10.
Well, I might be out here tonight. I don't hang out long here.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know where I'll be back here. No. You just, you have to call some other time when she's around.
Okay, when will Mrs. Rowland be there?
And her daughter's in the hospital right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll probably be all night there tonight, and then maybe tomorrow afternoon. I don't know.
Okay, you think she'll be home tomorrow afternoon sometime?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. What about it tomorrow evening, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's shoot for, say, around 5 o'clock. How would that be?
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Okay. I'll see you then. Thank you.
Hello?
Is this Betty?
No. This is her daughter-in-law. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Jim Mall. I need to speak to Betty Dorman. Is she there, please?
No, she's not.
Okay. She had contacted me requesting some information. Do you know when to expect her back?
She'll be here in just a little bit. She just went and got something to eat.
Oh, okay. I'll come back in about 20 minutes then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
is Kenneth.
Yeah.
Mr. Robbins, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Yeah.
This is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
Well, I've already got my insurance.
You just mailed this to me.
No, this is Global Life.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, this pays an immediate benefit. Your Global Life, you have to wait 2 years.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, this is an immediate
benefit. Well, how much is that for my age?
Be about the same as what you have there. You only have day one benefits. So that's what we'll talk about. I've got time in the morning at 10 or 11. Anytime after lunch, and also time in the evening at 7 or 8. This takes about 20 minutes.
Okay.
You going to be home in the morning around 10?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. I'll bring the right information along. First of all, you're at 400 North 10th Street, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's some discounts that they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
Yes, I do.
You do use tobacco? Okay, that's fine. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or savings account. Do you have either one of those?
Yes, I got a checking account.
Very good. I will see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Robbins. Bye-bye. Can I speak to Ernie Luano, please?
This is him.
Ernie, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received. Actually, this is concerning your mother. I just called and visited with her, and she said, no, my son takes care of all that. I said he probably mailed it to you. This is requesting information on our senior final expense program.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program that supplements the government Social Security death benefits.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember mailing that to me?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Well, the reason I was calling, Ernie, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and your mother concerning this.
Well, yeah, leave my mother out of this, because any time we talk of her demise, she gets really upset.
Okay.
I am the power of attorney of everything that she does.
Okay.
What I'm asking, I guess what I need to know is how is this extra cost to us?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because the only thing the government provides a benefit of $255 if your mother's eligible. Everything else you guys are responsible to pay for. In other words, when your mother passes away, the funeral director is going to hand you a bill for $600.
Oh, yeah, we already know what it is.
So it's maybe $8,000, and you guys have to pay that. What we do is we provide the $8,000. You pay a small monthly premium for that. It's an insurance policy, obviously.
Oh, that's what it is. It's an insurance policy.
And then when your mother passes away, you guys get the cash.
Okay, I understand. No, we've already taken care of all of that. I thought it was something totally different that the government was, that you guys were providing it for a free service, okay? So I was totally under the, it's basically insurance. You know, I'm really sorry, but you don't have to make that trip. I'm not interested. We do have, you know, my mother's expenses, you know, in the event of her demise, we do have her expenses covered. But I thought this was something that I guess I just didn't read it right. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling, but we're going to probably have to decline, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm, bye.
Matinee resident.
Hi, can I speak to Jacqueline White, please?
Jacqueline White is not here.
Okay. Well, this is Jim Mall, and I had received a card from her requesting some information. Do you know when to expect her?
What is this about? This is her daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess. I'll just read the card. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government death benefit does not pay for your final expenses.
Uh-huh.
At present, the government pays $255.
Uh-huh.
Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered.
Uh-huh.
To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today.
Mm-hmm. And she mailed the card.
I have it in my hand right here.
And you are the person that does that, that sends out the information about that?
That is correct.
That is correct. I will speak to her. She's 83.
I see that.
And she's a little bit drifty.
Okay.
And so I will speak to her about that and see if she's interested, and I have your number. I will call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know when you'll have a chance to visit with her concerning this?
It'll be Monday morning.
Okay. Let me give you a different number to call me back at then.
Okay, hold on.
Because I'll be on the road.
Okay.
My name is Jim Mall, M-A-L-L.
Uh-huh.
785.
Uh-huh.
635.
Uh-huh.
1316.
1316.
That's my cell phone. I have that with me all the time.
Okay. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Peter?
Yes. Can I speak to Lois Peter, please?
This is Lois.
Hi, Lois. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me?
Well, I wanted to ask you one thing.
Sure.
Because I'm afraid it's probably this. If it has to do with extra insurance, I'm not interested.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let me read the card back to you, and maybe that'll help explain that. It says, we're pleased to announce...
I may have misunderstood you.
Okay. That's fine. It says, this is a government benefit supplement policy. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit. Benefit up to $25,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And you'd mark the $10,000 benefit. And so what our program would do then, since when you pass away, the maximum benefit the government will pay if you qualify is $255. We can supplement that up to $10,000 that we pay in cash, or I should say by check, directly to your family to help take care of costs involved with funeral and final expenses.
Well, I guess I am then thinking to myself, how they find out for sure whether you qualify or not. For example, I live in a government-related house.
I'm familiar with your house.
Government house.
Right, I'm familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. And this year, oh boy, it has been horrible for me. I'm 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to buy new glasses, new hearing aids. I have very, very high medical expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of that, I am paying, in fact, my owner, the person who's the manager of this apartment, says, you can't pay. We cannot make your rent go down any lower. It is at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all your expenses. Now, of course, when it comes to actually mentioning what my amount of money I receive, I have been getting Social Security and disability, you see, since 92.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time that is all figured up and you take all that out, I have never had to pay any income tax.
Uh-huh.
The last few years. So, you see, I'm thinking, sort of, and not talking, I mean, talking too much about it, I know, but how do you find out for sure what you qualify?
The qualification basically comes down to mostly health questions. And that's how we qualify, and then that determines the cost of your benefits. And there is a premium that you'll have to pay for these benefits. It's not very much, but there is a cost involved with it in order for us to provide these benefits to your family. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is, you know, when we do pass away, where's our family going to come up with the money to pay those expenses? Because the government doesn't provide it. There is no...
My son says he can help me if he needs to, but he has a family of his own, a wife and four children, and he's a head basketball coach at Highland Park High School in Dallas, you know, and, well, it, I don't know, the general, whatever you want to call it, you know, his father-in-law can help them, too. it just gets complicated.
Sure, sure. And that's what we try to do, is uncomplicate things and give you the ability to take care of all of it. But like I said, you'd sent the card requesting information. My job is to get you that information. So I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits.
I might even say for the truth that well, my dad worked for the Santa Fe for 44 years, and when he retired, of course, he then started managing to travel quite a bit, and he passed away, then he gave myself and my sister his money, and I have funds in American funds.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some money that I have to use.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I wouldn't have been able to buy the glasses and the hearing aids and all the other stuff.
And this won't affect any of that for you. So anyway, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow. I've got time in the morning at 10 or 11, or after lunch around 2.
Well, I don't know why. I assume you don't have anything you can send to me to let me know for sure.
Nothing more than I've already mailed you.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, you might do that, and I can look it over and try to decide.
No, I'm saying all that I can mail to you, I already did mail to you. Everything else we do is in person. That's why I'm calling today, is to set up a time that I can see you tomorrow and explain these benefits to you and go through the pricing and the qualifications. Mrs. Peeler? Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, we got cut off.
Yeah, or something. I just sort of thought, it seemed to me as if I just couldn't figure it out, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, we were just talking along, next thing you know, we were gone.
Well, I mean, I understood. Maybe I misunderstood. You had told me everything you could tell me, except what was in the paper.
The only thing I can't do over the phone is ask health questions, and that determines...
I'm not going to have someone in my house. No, thank you.
No, I can meet you downstairs. I have a lot of times I meet my clients there in your apartment complex downstairs. That's no problem.
This is Shane.
Hi, Linda. This is Jim Mall. And I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Uh-huh.
You remember mailing that to me?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I was calling, Linda, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. I have time in the morning at 10 or 11, or after lunch at 2.
Would you guys come here?
Yes, I'll just meet you there at your apartment. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes is all.
About 11, is just not something you can just mail to me?
That I did already. Everything I can mail, I did mail to you. And I go through the pricing and the qualifications. That we have to do in person because of the privacy laws, we can no longer ask health questions over the phone.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Okay. And you're at 115 West 9th, Department 503, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. There are some discounts these programs provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind? Do you smoke?
Yes, I do. I quit for quite a while, and I started again, hopefully to quit again here real soon.
Okay, that's all right. And then they also provide a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I will see you tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can I speak to Lorenza Luano, please?
This is her speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Luano. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me?
No, it could have been my son, because my son takes care of all my mail and my bills and everything, so it could have been him. What is it again, so I can tell him?
Well, this is a program that supplements. See, when you pass away, the government pays $255.
Okay.
And then we supplement that up to $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so do I need to contact your son concerning this then?
Yes, you have to, because I really have no clue what it's all about.
What is his name?
Well, Ernie Luano. Do you want his cell phone number?
Yes, please.
If I can find it. We just walked in the door. We just got back from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
Just hold the line.
Thank you.
They want to hear me. Tell me about...
Kelly.
Yeah.
This is Jim Mall. And I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Yeah,
this is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits.
The reason I was calling,
I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes. I have time in the morning at 10 o'clock, the afternoon at 2 or 3 o'clock.
Let's see. 1:30, I've got to go to the ear doctor.
Okay. You're going to be home tomorrow morning around 10?
Yeah, but I think I got something to do in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And you say you had another one at 5?
Well, let's do it. I could do it right at 12 o'clock. If that would work.
Well.
I can't kiss you. The kids are coming.
Yeah. All right.
So you got some kids coming over?
She does. I don't.
Okay. Is this something you're looking at for both you and your wife?
Me and my fiance, well, she can look into it,
sure.
Too. I mean, if she's interested.
You bet.
I was just reading it. I'm kind of interested, you know, because I've got life insurance, but, only thing, you know, that $200-some on that Social Security thing, you know.
Doesn't go very far, does it?
No, yeah. Man, that's an insult. God, man.
I've got time at either. I don't have time at 5 o'clock. I've got time at either 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Well, okay, let's see. 1:30. I should be back by the doctor before 4:30.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
And both you folks will be home tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock?
You going to be home at 3 o'clock tomorrow? Well, she might be, but I'll be here.
Okay.
Okay. And your name is Jim Mall.
M-A-L-L, that's right.
Oh, okay. I got a friend of mine down Valley Center, and she said, Jim Mall. And I said, well, I didn't know no Jim Mall. I know Jim Stuckey.
No.
I couldn't figure who it was. Yeah, I would, see what the, you know, if I'm afford to do it or not. I'm on Social Security disability.
Yeah, most of my clients are.
Yeah.
And you're at 625 East 3rd Street, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me ask you a couple quick questions. There are some discounts these programs provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
Yeah.
You do smoke? Okay.
Yeah.
And then they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those? You don't have to. They just give a discount if you do.
Well, I've got a checking account, but
okay.
I've already got stuff taken out of it.
That's fine. You don't have
I've
to.
I've got my supplementary insurance.
Okay.
Health insurance and everything.
Okay. All righty. I will see you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Can I speak to Jesse Owens, please?
I'm Jesse Owens.
Hi, Jesse. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Yeah.
You remember mailing that to me?
No, I don't remember.
Well, the return label on it is from Mr. Maurice Tangeman.
That's my son-in-law.
That's your son-in-law? Okay. Well, maybe I better contact him. Put this phone number on there, but maybe I need to contact them concerning this. Because the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain the benefits. Do you know if your daughter wanted to listen in on this, or... This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received concerning Jesse Owens and requesting information on our senior final expense program.
Okay.
This is the program that supplements her government Social Security death benefits.
Yes.
You remember mailing that to me?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Uh-huh.
Well, the reason I was calling, Connie, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Jesse concerning this.
Well, I'm going to have my grandbaby tomorrow. Where are you going to be in Newton? Are you just going to just all over the place, you mean?
Yeah.
Visiting
I live in Hayes. Yeah, I've got about 12 people I've got to see there tomorrow. I got time at 10 o'clock in the morning. I got time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's wherever's convenient for you.
Well, I'll have my grandbaby. But do you have to talk to my mom and me together then, or?
Basically, the only reason I would need to talk with your mother is if this is something you folks want to decide to go ahead with, I have to ask her some health questions in person to make sure she qualifies, but I don't,
okay.
You know, but yeah, I can meet with you first if we need to do it that way.
Yeah, it's just I'm going to have my grandbaby till probably about 4 tomorrow, 4:30, and he's a little 3-year-old. If I go over to her apartment, he's not going to be good. I mean, he's going to be all over the place. We're not going to be able to really visit.
Sure.
Very
okay.
good. It's a problem. I don't have them on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you're going to be back in town sometime one of those days?
No, I'm just going to be in Newton tomorrow.
Okay.
But we can work around the grandson. That's not a big deal. I can just swing by your home there.
About 2 then?
I can do it at 10 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock will probably be good.
Okay. And let me see. You are at 401 East 3rd Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it Tangeman or Tangeman?
Tangeman.
Okay. Because I've known both. Here in Hayes, we have a Tangeman family, but then I went to college and in Colby, and the president of our school out there was Tangeman.
Yeah, I know. That's my husband's second cousin.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Was that Steve? Steve Tangeman? There was
no.
Steve, and then there was a Jim.
Jim. James.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. That's his second. His dad was my father-in-law's cousin, first cousin, so they're cousins.
Yeah,
they're related down the line there.
They probably all are somewhere.
Uh-huh, okay. Probably so.
Let me ask you a couple. Yes. Let's see, your mother is, what, 82? 82,
uh-huh,
okay.
82.
Okay, and there are some discounts these programs provide. Let me ask you a couple of questions. I'm sure the answers are no, but does your mother use tobacco products of any kind?
No, uh-huh.
I didn't think so. Okay, and then they also provide a discount if her program is paid by using either her checking or her savings account. Does she have either one of those?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, and do you folks?
No, she just is on Social Security. She makes like $814, something like that, dollars a month is all she makes.
Okay. How does she receive her benefits, though? Don't they deposit that directly into either a checking or a savings account?
I'm her payee, so I'm kind of taking care of her bills. I pay her rent and her bills for her, and then I kind of make sure she doesn't I have to pretty much watch what she's doing.
I understand. Okay, that's fine. We can work with that. But you guys, someone does have an account somewhere to pay bills with, right?
She doesn't have a checking or a savings account.
Okay, do you folks?
Cash. Yes, we have an account.
That's fine. That'll work. Okay, I will see you folks tomorrow afternoon around 2 o'clock then.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Connie.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pick the Johnny Leo, please.
He's working today.
Okay, this is Jim Mall. Do you know when to expect him back?
He's working 6 to 6.
Six.
So he won't be back till 7 in the morning.
Okay. Does he go to bed right away then, or?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, he had mailed a card to me requesting some information, and I was trying to determine a time I could get the information to him that he requested. Do you think he'd be available like 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, why don't you leave him a note and tell him I'm going to stop, or can I call him at work?
No. He's got a production number, and I don't know if he's there all the time. I really don't know much about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell him you called.
Yeah, leave him a note. Tell him I'll be there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
He's at 606 South Pine Street. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stop by. Tell him I'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And who are you?
Jim Mall, M-A-L-L.
Okay, concerning what was this?
This is our. He had sent a card requesting information on our government benefit supplement policy.
Oh, okay.
This is a program that supplements the government Social Security death benefits, senior final expense benefits.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hi, is this Maxine?
Yes.
Maxine, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Mm-hmm.
This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me?
Oh, probably did.
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Mr. Bontrager concerning this. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and I have time left at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Well, it has to be 4 because I have an appointment at 6:30.
Okay. All right. And you folks are at 315 Southwest 11th Street, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And both you and Mr. Bontrager will be home tomorrow at 4?
Yes.
Good. Okay. And let me ask you a couple quick questions. There's some discounts these programs provide. I think I know most of the answers. Do either you or Mr. Bontrager use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
I didn't think so. And then they also use provide a discount if your program is paid by using either a checking or a savings account. Do you folks have either one of those? Very good. I will see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you, Maxine.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Speak to David or Linda Bremer, please.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Jim Mall.
Jim Mall?
Yes.
One moment.
Yes, David?
Yes.
This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I was calling, David, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Linda concerning this. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Boy.
I have time left in the evening at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I prefer just getting 7 to mail and looking it over.
And I prefer just mailing it. I live in Hayes. It saves me a lot of gas, but unfortunately, they don't allow us to do that anymore. Privacy laws will not allow it. No, I'm just going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be there tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow. Actually, my day is pretty much booked. I just got time in the evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock left. And I said, it's not a long drawn-out affair. It takes about 30 minutes.
Hold on.
Okay, I sent in that card about covering the burial expenses. I'm getting a basic
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I guess we could talk to you at 6 p.m.
Okay, I appreciate that. You folks are 333 East 9th Street, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a couple quick questions. There are some discounts these programs provide, so I bring the right information with me. Do either you or Linda use tobacco products of any kind? Do you smoke or chew or anything like that?
We don't now.
Good. How long ago did you stop? Been over a year ago?
Yeah, both of us quit over a year ago.
Good. That's all that matters. The question says in the past 12 months. So, okay, very good. And then they also provide a discount if your program is paid by using either a checking or a savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
We have both.
Very good. Okay, I will see you folks tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yes, could I speak to Rita Schlagowski, please?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Remember mailing that to me?
Uh-huh.
Good. Well, the reason I was calling, Rita, I'm going to be in Newton tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and I have time left tomorrow evening at either 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, or 9 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't know it involved anything.
Pardon me?
I didn't know it involved anything when I sent in the card.
Oh, it's just a simple, basically I just go through and explain the benefits of the program, go through the pricing and the qualifications. Like I said, it takes about 20 minutes. It's not a long drawn-out affair.
No.
But due to the new privacy laws, we can no longer do it through the phone, through the mail and over the phone, so we have to do it in person.
I see. And then what if I decide not to do it?
You're not obligated in any way.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not obligated. My job is just to explain the benefits to you, and if it's something you feel is worthwhile, then we will pursue it. If it's not, then we don't.
Okay. Why don't we just drop it?
Okay.
I think I'm busy tomorrow anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was your concern when you mailed me the card?
What?
What was your concern when you mailed me the card?
Oh, it just said fill it out, mail it in, and so I did.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
I don't think so, no.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I think I have burial insurance.
You say you do have?
Yeah.
Who do you have that with?
Oh, I don't know the name of the company.
Maybe we can save you some money on what you have.
Oh, yeah. So, no, just drop it.
Well, I'll be more than happy to stop by and get the information to you.
Well, I appreciate your calling.
Okay. When do you want me to stop out tomorrow?
What?
When did you want me to stop out tomorrow to get this information to you?
Well, I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Think you'll be home tomorrow evening around 8 or 9 o'clock?
I don't know where I'm going to be.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a call then.
Okay. Otherwise, just forget it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, could I speak to Mary Hearn, please?
Mary Hearn.
Hi, Mary. This is Jim Mall. And I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Uh-huh.
This is a program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Uh-huh.
Remember mailing that?
Yeah.
Well, Mary, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Norman concerning this. Takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder if we're even eligible for any of it.
Why is that?
Well, if we already have some insurance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's no problem.
Uh-huh.
That's not a problem at all. And we'll visit about that when I get there. Who do you have your insurance with now?
Metropolitan, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. Shouldn't be a problem at all. So, I have time tomorrow in the afternoon at either 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the evening at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to think if we got doctor's appointments tomorrow. Let me get my calendar.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't think we do, but I don't think it'll probably do us any good. I really don't.
Why is that?
I don't think that we'll be eligible for it.
Oh, yeah, you're eligible. Yeah. you are eligible. I mean, we'll determine what, how much benefit you are eligible for when I'm there, but you're definitely eligible. That's not a problem. But we'll talk about it. It takes 20 minutes to figure all that. It's not a long, drawn-out affair. You think you'll be home then at 1 o'clock? Both you and Norman will be home tomorrow at 1 o'clock?
Oh, probably closer to 2.
2 o'clock? Okay, let's do that. You're 532 Jones Street, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you a couple quick questions so I bring the right information along, because there are some discounts these programs provide. Do either you or Norman use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Good for you. Okay. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those?
If or what?
I said there's a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or...
Yeah, Visa card.
Mm-hmm. You have a credit card, okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's a debit card, right?
Well, debit or credit. There's no interest on it.
Okay, but that's paid right through your bank account,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. But you don't write checks anymore?
Oh, once in a while.
Okay.
Not very often.
Okay, very good. I'll see you folks tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock then.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yes, Mr. Penner.
Yes.
This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Penner, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Doris concerning this.
Mm.
It takes about 20 or 30 minutes. I've got time right after lunch, around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay. And both you and Doris will be home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock?
Okay.
And you're at 1613 Lawndale, is that correct? Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions before I, so I don't forget to bring some information along. There's some discounts these programs provide. Do either you or Doris use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Don't smoke or anything like that? Good for you. And then they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you, Harold.
You bet.
Bye-bye. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Okay.
Do you remember mailing that to me?
A long time ago, it seemed like.
July 7th, you mailed that to me.
Okay.
About 3 weeks ago. Well, anyway, the reason I was calling, I am going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Mrs. Fleming concerning this.
Well, we gotta go to Augusta tomorrow, right? And my wife works in the morning, so we gotta leave right after that.
Okay.
So what time do you have time to be here?
I do have time, and yet, what time are you going to be back from Augusta?
I have no idea.
What time are you going to Augusta?
As soon as we get off.
Okay, so probably like right after lunch?
Yeah, right after she gets off, and I'm not sure what time that is.
Okay, well, how about, you think you'll be home by, say, 6 o'clock?
Well, will you ever be back here right away?
No, I live in Hayes. I work in El Dorado about every, 2 to 3 months. I get
well, I'll tell you what, rather than make you wait, and let's meet at the Red Coach restaurant about 6 o'clock.
We can do it. I'm trying to think where the Red Coach is at there.
It's on West Central. Way up
on the south
Walmart.
On the south side, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That way you may be able to do some book work and not have to wait and do nothing for us while we're waiting on us, okay?
Well, no, that's not a problem, because I've got appointments every hour anyway. So what I can do...
6 o'clock sounds good to you?
Well, we can do it later. I was just going to say, what I can do, if you don't think you'll be back by then, I can do it, say, 7 or 8 o'clock, and that way we'll be back for sure, and I'll just meet you at your house there.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, let's do that then, because that's my last appointment of the day, and And if you're there, fine. If you're not, I'm going to be heading home by then anyway. So.
Okay, well, let's shoot for that. 6 o'clock there.
No, we'll do it 8 o'clock at your house.
No, 6 o'clock at the Red Coach.
6 o'clock at the Red Coach.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can I count on you being there?
Well, we're planning on it.
Okay, all right. How will I know you're you?
I'm the ugliest guy in town, I guess.
The ugliest guy in town. Well, you didn't know I was coming to town. I'm uglier than you, so.
I don't know about that. I don't even know what I'm going to be wearing, but probably maybe a black and white shirt. I don't know. And I always wear a jacket because I'm always cold.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
I'll just meet you out front. I drive a silver Jeep. What do you folks drive?
A red 96 Sable. No, not a Sable, but a...
Concord.
Concord.
Red Concord.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm blonde-headed, so if you'd want to meet there, like the courtyard, it also goes by Double D, so don't let the Red Coach name and Double D's confuse you.
Okay.
But we'll meet there right on the east side, back of the kind of the restaurant
okay.
proper.
That's
and,
fine.
We should be able to do that by 6 o'clock.
Okay. Let me ask you both a couple quick questions here so I bring the right information with me, because there are some discounts these programs provide. Do either of you folks use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Don't smoke or anything like that? Good for you.
Don't smoke, don't chew, and don't go with the women that do.
Good for you. Okay, and they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
Checking.
Very good. Okay, I will see you at the Red Coach tomorrow evening. That's 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lake Point in a nursing home.
Okay.
And he's had a couple of strokes in April. And golly, I don't know what time to tell you because my son's going to come clean my backyard up tomorrow before he leaves for college.
Okay.
And is it going to take very long?
It takes about 20 or 30 minutes is all, so no, it's not a long drawn out affair.
Okay.
So I can work around your schedule, but I do have time in the afternoon at 3, 4, or 5, or in the evening at 7, 8, or 9. So I can pretty much be there.
Yeah. Why don't we do it about 7 then?
About 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we'll try that because my daughter, our youngest daughter, lives with us, and she has 3 small children that are there all the time. And
okay.
So maybe by then they'll be settled down, and I don't know.
Well, who knows? We'll find a corner somewhere where they're not screaming too loud.
Okay.
And you're at 825 North Taylor Street, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And let me ask you a couple quick questions so I bring the right information along. Do either you or Mr. Tetrick use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Nobody smokes? Good.
Smoke. No, he used to, but since he's had his strokes, he doesn't anymore.
Okay. And how long ago did he have his strokes?
He had them April the 27th and 28th.
Of this year?
Of this year, yes.
Okay, that's fine. And then they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
Not right now, I don't. He does. He has a checking account. My son-in-law is in charge of that because he can't write anymore. And I'm on disability. SSI, and I am going to open a checking account for September when I have time to go to the bank.
Uh-huh.
It's been really busy around here.
Okay, so. That's fine. So, now, do you have power of attorney for your husband's affairs?
Well, his health I do, but our son-in-law, Gene, got in a bunch of trouble here with these paid dealing places, and our son-in-law's an accountant, and he got him out of a bunch of loans and Gene paid him off, but Monty took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he handled all his affairs, so we have just, Monty's taking care of that, and his name's on the checking account, and Monty's in charge of all that right now, so
okay.
He's dealing with that.
Okay. Does he live there in El Dorado?
Yeah, well, he lives east of El Dorado, but he's here close. I mean, he works in Wichita and has a business here in El Dorado.
Okay, the only reason I ask is it might be a good idea to have him there to kind of discuss this with him also. It sounds like...
I know he's on the late shift tomorrow night, and I've already talked to Christine, and his wife, and I do know he's on the late shift tomorrow because she said he wouldn't. I think all this week he is. So I said I'll just see what it is, and then I can. You might just have to schedule an appointment some other time with him.
Okay. All right. I will see you tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock then, and we will go from there.
Okay. Well, right. Thank you.
Thanks, LaVon.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Can I speak to Danny Blaylock, please?
Talking to him.
Hi, Danny. This is Jim Maul, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me, or did Judith mail it to me?
One of us did.
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling, Danny, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you folks. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
It's your supplement for what now?
Let me read the card back that you folks had mailed to me. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses.
Okay.
At present, the government pays $255.
Yeah.
Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit, up to $25,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's all I do is I just go through the pricing and the qualifications. It takes about 20.
What time would you be coming?
I have time in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, or in the evening at 8 or 9 o'clock.
Okay, hang on just a second,
right.
Will you?
Thanks.
Okay, what were those times in the afternoon again, 3, 4, 5?
That's correct.
Okay, can we make it about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
You bet. That'll work out great. Okay. You folks are at 811 North Washington, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And Danny, let me ask you a couple quick questions so I bring the right information along with me. Do either of you folks use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Nobody smokes or chews or anything?
No.
Good deal. Because they give a discount for that. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. All right,
we don't drink either.
Good for you. I will see you folks tomorrow afternoon. Both you and Judith will be home tomorrow afternoon at 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will see you at 3 o'clock.
All righty.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Can I speak to Jim or Barbara Carey, please?
This is Barbara Carey.
Hi, Barbara. This is Jim Maul, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. I don't know whether you mailed that to me or Jim.
What does it cost as far as monthly, and how much does it insure you for?
That's what I'm calling about. That's going to be up to you folks. And I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits and go through the pricing and the qualifications. And I just needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Jim concerning this. It only takes about 20 or 30 minutes. And I have time left tomorrow in the afternoon at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, or in the evening at 7, 8, or 9 o'clock.
Well, right now is not a real good time for me to... I'm going to be pretty busy tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. My concern is I'm coming from Hayes. I'm just going to be there tomorrow.
Could you just send us something in the mail?
Nothing more than I already did. Yeah, that's all they like. When they passed the new privacy law, well, they're not new anymore, but when they passed the privacy laws about 11 years ago, they eliminated the ability for us to do anything through the mail or over the phone as far as quoting prices, because we have to ask health questions to do so, and we can't do that over the phone anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to meet in person. That's why it doesn't take long, but it's still a requirement due to the laws.
Okay.
So.
Well, maybe we can do it another time then.
Well, that's up to you. It'll be it'll probably be sometime in the fall before I get back to El Dorado.
Yeah.
But what I could do, I could basically just pencil you in for late in the evening, and if you guys are available, we'll visit. If you're not, don't worry about it.
Well, we just have, right now we have a lot of company and stuff, and it's not a good time. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll catch you next time. Or if you want to give me the name of your company, I might be able to go online or something like that and catch something.
Okay. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
It's Jen.
Hi, it's good answering service you have there.
Yeah, a little slow, but...
Oh, that's all right. Are you Connie?
Yes.
Or Bertha, or both?
Both.
Okay, well, I have a card. The reason I was calling, I have a card from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
I don't think now would be a good time for me on that. I just lost my husband, so.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know when. I don't know when I'll be back in El Dorado. Probably sometime in the fall.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you then.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. I don't know if you remember mailing that to me. I think Deborah mailed it to me.
Yeah, she probably did. I don't know about it myself.
Is she there at this time that I could visit with her?
No, she won't be here for another hour.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call back then.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Leon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can I speak to Lloyd Hollowell, please?
You're speaking to him.
Mr. Hollowell, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Oh, yeah.
This is a program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits. And I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Norma concerning this.
Tomorrow's a bad day. I got roofers and people working on the house.
Okay.
And that. And they need watching all the time.
You got to catch them if they fall off, huh?
No. Okay, push them off.
There you go. Well, that may not be a bad idea either. Well, I'm coming from Hayes. I'm just going to be there tomorrow so I can kind of work around your schedule. And this is not a long drawn-out affair. It takes about 30 minutes.
What is it that you do now?
Let me read the card back to you. It's kind of self-explanatory, and if you have other questions, we can answer that. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit is not.
What is it? Just insurance to offset the $2.50?
The $255, yeah, no, yes.
Well, might as well be $2.50.
Kind of about the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's pretty much what it is. It's a cash benefit program. We pay the money to.
What is it?
Pardon me?
What does it cost?
That's going to be up to you. That's what we'll be talking about.
Say if I figure $8,000. I've got one funeral prepaid,
uh-huh.
And I need another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I just figure I'm going to be cremated,
mm-hmm.
And that costs around $2,000-$3,000.
Right, that's correct.
And for Norma, she can have what's left on that other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure another $8,000 I'll cover everything. So mm-hmm. What would something like that cost?
Are you in reasonably good health?
Well, I'll be 61 in January.
Well, age is
I had lung cancer. They took a wedge out of my lung.
Uh-huh. How long did you have that done?
How long ago?
Yeah.
It's been probably a little over 2 years.
Okay. And you've had no treatment since then?
I mean, I go up and I take an X-ray. It's down to, I think, once a year now.
Yeah, but you've taken...
Yes, but I mean, no, I haven't had any.
No chemo or no other surgery or radiation or anything?
I mean, I've had surgeries, but on my back.
No, but I mean as far as your lung. It's your lung. The cancer was cured 2 years ago, and you've had no problems since.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me get you in the ballpark here.
I mean, this will save you a trip out here because, like I say, I am busy, and these people, you got to watch them constantly because they just don't do what they should do.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, I'm not an employer, I should say.
Well, the employer, that's what's part of the problem, too. They're pushing them to do things quick. And
right.
Get from the job, get the money.
Right. And you're 60 right now, is that correct?
Yeah.
60 years of age. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
Pardon?
Do you smoke?
Yes, sir.
You had lung cancer. You're supposed to stop then.
I know. We're supposed to do a lot of things.
That's true. Okay, looks like 60-year-old tobacco let me just make it easy because they've got a they've got them charted by $10,000 increments. $10,000, you'd be looking at $58.73 a month. Yeah.
And that's $10,000.
$10,000. So A would be probably around $45, something like that. Excuse me. $8,000 would be around $45.
$45 or about $5,000. $30.65. How about on my wife? Would it be cheaper to go that way?
Sure. Absolutely. She's,
I mean, that's who it's for.
Yeah. Absolutely. Does she use tobacco products?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. But still, she's a female, still going to be less. Yeah. The same. See, a 60-year-old female for $10,000 is only $40.
She's, what, 3 days younger than I.
Yeah, but they still treat her like she's 5 years younger. $45.87, give her the same $10,000, it'd cost you $60.
Okay, and $8,000.
I'm just going to guess on that. Probably looking around $30, $35, I would guess.
$5,000.
$25.
$25.
Right.
And the $8,000 was what? $5?
Yeah, probably around there. Probably around there.
I'd go that route for $8,000 that way with what's left out of mine. Because, see, I bought that, what, five, six years ago, and it builds interest as it goes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I put in, paid $7,500.
Right.
So it should be, I imagine, probably $8,000 maybe right now. And
okay.
Like I said, I wanted to be cremated, and I figured what was left, which I figured around $3,000-$5,000 there, and with $8,000, depending on when she goes, I mean, that'd be $13,000. That'd be a decent funeral.
Oh yeah, be real good.
I mean, you know, I mean, a funeral nowadays for $6,000, you get a piss-poor casket and everything else.
That you do.
I mean,
that you do.
Terrible.
Yeah. So.
But,
okay. Well, I can pop out tomorrow. Like I said, just it would take.
What time?
I've got time in the afternoon at 4 or 5, or in the evening at 8 or 9.
Well, make it around 4 or 5. But now she won't be here.
Hang on, Mike. I need her there just for a signature. When
you can't get here of a morning, then?
No, I've got to be in Wichita tomorrow morning.
You can't make it. You're just going to be here one day, then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I come from Hayes. I live in Hayes.
Well, she goes to work at 3.
Okay, let's do this. And
she usually leaves here around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, let's do this, and I will make it. I'll get over there by say between 12 and 12:30. How would that be?
That'll work.
We'll work on that. Okay, 1283 South Blue Stem. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Off 54. It's about 3.5 miles east of El Dorado.
All right.
54, and then you get to Blue Stem Road. You'll see a guy sells trailers, horse trailers, regular trailers, double T trailers. Turn to your right there and go down about maybe 2.5 city blocks.
Okay.
And I live in a blue house, and there's a big Quonset hut behind it.
Okay. You're on the east side or west side of the road?
Pardon? East. I'll be on the west side.
West side. Okay. And you did say she uses tobacco products. Now, they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. You folks have either one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very good. I'll see you folks tomorrow between 12 and 12:30.
Okay.
All right.
Who are you with?
Pardon me?
Who are you with?
I'm an independent agent, so I've got about 7 different companies we're going to look at. So we'll see which one's cheapest and go that route.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lloyd. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Cindy.
Yes.
This is Jim Mall. Thanks for calling me back. I was on the other line. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. I don't know.
You received a card from me when?
This was there's no postmark. I mailed it to you about the second week of July. And I don't know whether you mailed it to me or Mike did. But I've got a card with this phone number on it. Let me read the card to you. It says it's a government benefit supplement policy. says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit, up to $25,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today.
Mr. Brett, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Did we send in a postcard some of that government senior payment deal? Remember anything? But, you know, they pay 100, help pay on funerals and expenses and stuff. Remember anything? Was that some?
Well, and that's correct. Mike's correct. I did mail it to you guys, and I'm assuming someone mailed it. And I'll bring it along. You can look at the handwriting. It looks like a lady's handwriting, unless Mike writes.
No, Mike, it would be probably just me, but I don't, you know, it's hard to say if we mailed it, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's hard to say. We've had a lot happen since then, so.
Okay. Well, anyway, Cindy, the reason I was calling, I am going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain the benefits of this program, and I just needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Mike concerning this. It takes about 30 minutes to explain the benefits of the program.
Okay, hold on. We're both working tomorrow, so I don't know.
Okay. What time do folks usually get off work?
Well, that's the bad thing is we take care of rental property, and I'm going to be swamped tomorrow after I get off work, too, with renters.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to town tomorrow and was wanting to know if he could explain this program to us. Is this like a burial policy, or what is it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Here from the government.
Yeah, that's correct. We've already got. It's really hard to say because, like I said, we've been out of town for the weekend. And, like I said, we take care of rental property, and since the first was Saturday, I have about 10 messages on my answering machine. I know that tomorrow people are going to be coming in.
Okay. Why don't I do this? My last appointment of the day is at 9 o'clock. Why don't we just do it then? Surely all your rentals will be done bugging you by then, won't they?
We'll probably try to be in bed by 9 o'clock. I hate to tell you that, but we're kind of, once we go, do you want to try to meet with him tomorrow evening?
I can do it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock or 9?
I don't know what time I'm going to get home.
Are you at the same number?
Actually, let me give you my cell phone.
Okay.
It's the best place to catch me. It's 785 635
1316.
Yes.
Okay, and your name was Jim. And spell your last name for me.
Mall.
Okay. Because we were trying to figure out. I said, who's calling me? I have no clue, so. Okay, well, like I said, if you've got our number, try us, and we can see how things look, and then if not, and I can give you a call if we got a free and see where you're at.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, the reason I was calling, is it Tullis or Tullee?
Tullis.
Tullis, T-U-L-L-I-S.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling, Ms. Tullis, is I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and I have time in the afternoon at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, or in the evening at 9 o'clock.
Be available anytime.
Oh? Why is that? Hello? Calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Uh-huh.
This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Uh-huh.
You remember mailing that to me?
Uh-huh.
Well, Michelle, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Larry concerning this. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes. I've got time left. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're not going to be home at all tomorrow.
Okay. What about tomorrow evening?
No, we're not going to be home tomorrow evening. We got some plans.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm coming from Hayes. I'm just going to be there tomorrow.
That's okay. I was basically wanting just information. I didn't really need to visit with anybody. So that's why. And I didn't know if I'd be visited by somebody, but we're going to have plans tomorrow night. So.
Okay. I'll get back in touch with you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. To the card that I had received from you folks requesting information.
What now?
This is a card that you had mailed to me requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government and Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me, or did Albert mail it?
I've been out of the hospital with a light stroke, so I don't remember.
Okay, maybe Albert mailed it to me.
He might.
Okay, is he there at this time?
Hello.
Hi, Albert.
Yes.
This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me?
No, I don't.
Okay, maybe Wanda did mail it, but let me read the card back to you. Maybe it'll refresh your memory. This was mailed to me about 2 weeks ago. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit, up to $25,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's the reason I was calling. I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to go through the benefits of this program, and I just needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Wanda concerning this.
I really don't know. I've got insurance to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
I retired from the county, and the state carries a death policy on us.
Yeah, that's only $4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't cover Wanda though either. It just covers you.
Yeah.
So this would finish out the supplements which you would have, and they would also provide adequate benefits for Wanda.
Yeah.
Also. So.
She thinks she knows what it's about, so I'll put her back on.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this has anything to do with Medicare?
Social Security
checks?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Let me read the card. In fact, I just read it to Albert, but I'll read it back to you because he didn't remember mailing it, so you must have. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, the government pays $255.
Mm-hmm.
Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government death benefit, up to $25,000 for each person covered.
Yeah, and I put down $2,000 on the card.
$2,500, that's correct.
Yeah, I remember now.
Okay. Well, Wanda, the reason I was calling, I am going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I just needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Albert concerning this. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Would that 1 o'clock be all right?
Actually, I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, but I have an opening at 4 o'clock. Would that be okay?
Be fine.
Okay. And you folks are 2610 Country Club Road, Lot 54?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you a couple quick questions. There's some discounts these programs provide, so make sure to bring the right information. Do either you or Albert use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Nobody smokes or chews?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And then they also give a discount if your program is paid by using either your checking or your savings account. Do you folks have either one of those?
I have a checking account.
Very good. I will see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Wanda. Bye-bye. Is this Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is our program that helps supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Okay.
And the reason I was calling, Barbara, I'm going to be in El Dorado tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Robert concerning this. takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and I have time left in the afternoon at 5 o'clock, or in the evening at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you.
Okay, 5 probably would be okay. Did you say it only took about 20 minutes? It
takes about 30, yeah, about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And you folks are at 111 Hogaboom Drive?
Yes.
Where exactly is that?
Are you familiar with El Dorado?
I am.
Okay. It's at the west edge of town. Used to be a filling station. Well, the filling station is still there. It used to be called Gail and Helen's. Now it's changed names. Do you know where that is? It's right before you get to Walmart.
Oh,
From town, going out west.
Okay.
Okay, right there by that filling station. It's before you get to the stoplight, about a block before you get to the stoplight, going into Walmart.
Okay.
You turn right there, and if you're coming, you're coming west out of town, so you'll turn left. There's a street sign right there. And there's only one house in it, it's about a half a block.
You own the whole town, the whole street.
Right. The whole street. That's exactly right.
It's on the north side. It's on the north side of. Or did you say turn south? No, turn south. I'm sorry. I see it. Yeah.
Turn south.
The reason I ask is because one of my clients used to be a Hogaboom, but they lived out west of town, west of town on, I think I want to say Parallel. I can't remember what that street was out west of town.
What was the first name?
He was the guy that he rode the. Rode the horse and buggy across the nation or something like that.
Oh, that's my father.
Oh, that's your father?
Mm-hmm.
So the street is named after you guys.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah, his wife, his second wife, or I don't know how many wives, anyway, his last wife was one of my clients.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy, and, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Is your dad still alive?
What?
Is your dad still alive?
No.
Okay.
He's been dead about 6 years now.
Yeah, because I know when I met him, he was about 90, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And he was preparing to take his trip north and south across the nation.
Right.
He'd been east and west.
Yeah.
And I bought a book from him about all that stuff. And it was very interesting. I had a nice talk with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, Barbara, I will see you folks tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you. Bye-bye.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number 1-A-N-D-D-O-N-E training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.